This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust you've enjoyed my wife for the last couple weeks. Man, she is awesome, and you don't have to quit hearing her here. You can actually go online and listen to her at reallifepsl.com. Plus, you can go to her church in Port St. Lucie. Even if you're a ways away, it's worth the drive, man. She is an awesome, awesome pastor. Where I left off, we were talking about, and just so everybody knows, March 31st will be my last day on the radio. Now, Terry is going to go ahead and do the entire month of April. But if you want to continue to hear these teachings and stuff, you need to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. We're going to continue these teachings. We're just going to do them in a different form in both video and audio podcasts, okay? But you're going to need to go there. There's still expenses and everything involved. It's just we just need to, right now people are not responding to the radio. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. We're going to be going on television. Right now we're believing God for $50,000 to be able to do this. To be honest with you, it was never my desire to go on television. It is my desire now because that's what God's told me to do, and so His will is my will. And so, but that's where we're headed with this. But in the meantime, we're going to continue on with podcasts. So if you want to continue to hear this teaching, you can. You just got to go to KurtOwen.com. Speaking of that, I'm going to recap a lot of what I've taught on this particular series about how to get the Word to produce in your life and how to change your life forever. And but it'd be better if you heard it all in its entirety. And so I strongly, strongly suggest you go to KurtOwen.com. Our partners make it possible to make these materials available to you absolutely free. And so you should take advantage of these materials. Okay, now, we've been in Mark chapter 4, and my producer, Jimmy Pittman, challenged me that I could not recap all of this in one 12-minute session, and I'm already 2 minutes in. So we'll see what happens. Here in Mark chapter 4, it says that Jesus has told a parable. That's what happened in verses 1 through 9. Now, nobody understands the parable, but there is a group of people that stick around. In verse 10, he says, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And then he starts off and says, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of times people thought that that was just his disciples, but it wasn't. If you go back and you look at it, it says that those around him with the 12. So there was the 12 there, yes, but then there was also this group that stuck around. Now, then he goes down to verse 13. He says some other stuff, but in verse 13, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? That is the significance of this parable. This is the way that you're going to understand anything else that Jesus says and does, is by getting a hold of this parable. He said, if you don't get this, you're not going to get any of the rest of it. And so this is the reason that a lot of times when I'm having challenges, this is one of the places in Scripture that I go to try to find out what's going on. So here it says, do you not understand this parable? How then will you all understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. When God wants to change you, when He wants to change the situation, He gives His word. He says, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, if we compare that with the Matthew account, he says that these people where the devil was able to steal the word is they didn't understand it. It says they didn't understand it, and they walked out without understanding it, and so Satan took it from them. All right, great. See, you need to understand that this group here that he's talking to, they didn't understand it either. But the difference between those that left and those that stayed was, is even though they didn't both understand it, the group that stayed wanted to understand it and went to the Lord and said, we want to understand. And so that took them out of the first group. And so you need to make up your mind that you are going to understand, right? That you want to understand, that you have to understand. And so that'll take you out of group one. If you want the word to produce for you, even if you don't understand it today, you need to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand this, but I want to understand. Now it goes on, he says, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, that's emotionally. They have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Okay, so here we are. You're sitting in the service, you hear the word, you get really excited about it, but you don't stick with it. You don't act on it. You don't develop roots within yourself with this word. You're just, as soon as the excitement is gone, your relationship with that word is gone. And you want to know what? You're not going to produce any fruit. Especially what happens with people like this is they get really excited about, oh, I believe the word's my answer. I believe the word's my answer. But then they lay it aside, and then a problem shows up, and now they're mad at God, mad at the preacher, because I thought you said that by his stripes I was healed. That's true, you are, but you have to lay hold of it. You have to walk in it. You have to refuse to let it go and allow it to take root in yourself, okay? And so that is so, so important. And if you're just going to let it go, or when it gets challenged, the first time you have a symptom, you know, like with a sinus headache or something, you need to immediately answer instead of saying, I thought this was, you know, I thought you said I was healed. Answer and say, no, I am healed. God's word is true. In the name of Jesus, sinuses, I command you to be clear and command you to be normal in Jesus' name. Jesus paid a price for my redemption from sinus headaches, and I'm not going to have one. See, that's you got to put it into practice and not get mad, not blame God, but go back to what the Word says. Now, again, everything I'm teaching so far is on KurtOwen.com, and I taught for like weeks on each individual of these verses. Then he goes in this, and he said, and this is the group we were in. In fact, I think we might have even spent 2 weeks on this one. It says, and he said, now these are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires or lust for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now we hadn't even gotten to the deceitfulness of riches. We just spent all our time on the cares of this world. But there's a couple things we've got to get out of this, okay? The word was sown among thorns. Now, I do not believe for a minute that the word was sown among, there was thorn bushes there, and he sowed the word, he threw the seed in the thorn bushes. No, because later on it says, and other things entering in chokes the word. So it's almost like they were beginning to grow together, right? He threw the word out, but in that same ground where he threw that seed, there was also seeds of thorns. You've got to realize, you've got thorns in you, I've got thorns in me, okay? It is just the way that it is. And they will try to come up. Now, this is interesting because it says, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. In other words, the word began to produce fruit. It began to do something in the life of the person that was hearing it. The problem was that then all of a sudden, the person allowed these thorns to continue to grow, and then the worry choked the word rather than the word choking the worry, okay? And so you need to make up your mind that when thorns begin to come up, because they're going to come up, worry is going to present itself to you. Challenges are going to present itself to you, and you have to look at it and say no. Now, we looked at a couple things where this is concerned, a couple, wow. That's an understatement, isn't it? We saw where Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. He said, what are you worried about? What you're going to eat? He said this. Why are you worried about your life? What are you going to eat? What are you going to drink? wherewith will you be clothed, right? And if you're not worrying about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and you're not worrying about your life, there's nothing you should worry about. Well, finances. Listen, if you're dead, your finances don't make any difference. My children, if you're dead, your children aren't going to make any difference. You need to realize, now, how do you handle when worry comes? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We saw where he told Martha that there's only one thing needful in life, and that's to sit at his feet, have an intimate relationship with him, and hear his word. Why? Because that will provide everything else. By seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things get added to you. And then we saw in 1 Peter chapter 5 that it is pride to carry the care. It is pride to worry. That a humble person will cast the whole of his care over on the Lord because the Lord cares for you. See, the Lord doesn't just say, don't worry, because that would be difficult. That would be hard. I mean, it's hard enough as it is. But what he does say is, I want you to give me all of your cares. Give me all of your worries, because I care for you affectionately. I care about you watchfully. You can give him your care because he cares for you. Now, understand, while you've been worrying, and you listen, if you're one of those people that when you pray and you say amen, and then you are instantly worried about, oh, I hope it comes to pass, your worry is choking that word. Your worry is choking out the very thing that will deliver you. Or like what we saw with Peter, where he's walking on the water, and then he sees the wind and the sea. Jesus is right in front of him. And he allows the wind and the sea and the worry of it to choke the word. Now, you're never going to be able to do anything that we've talked about if Jesus is not Lord of your life. Because that's the first step in allowing him to care for you, is to redeem you and change your life forever. Now, tomorrow, I think we've done a pretty good job of recapping all of this. And now, again, go to KurtOwen.com. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up here. But in the meantime, I want you to listen to Michael here in just a moment. He's going to tell you about how to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And you're able to do that not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done for you. And why did he do it? Because he cares about you watchfully. He cares about you affectionately. That's the reason you have nothing to worry about anymore. You can give your cares to him. Now, give your life to him. Listen to Michael.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@KurtOwen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.